Primary election day in New Jersey is fast approaching. On the Democratic ballot in the 7th Congressional District in Central Jersey are three candidates hoping to unseat Republican Congressman Leonard Lance. He's considered to be a vulnerable target if there's a Democratic surge this fall. WHYY's Dave Davies offers this look at the three Democrats who go before voters 1 week from Tuesday.
Lance's district in central and northern New Jersey is one of just 23 Republican-held congressional seats in the country that voted for Hillary Clinton. He voted against the Republican replacement for Obamacare and the GOP tax plan, but Democrats are gunning for him. In this so-called year of the woman, the Democratic field in the 7th district is all male, but it has a different kind of diversity. Two of the three candidates are of Indian American descent. The district has a significant South Asian population, but has yet to elect someone from that community to Congress. Peter Jacob, a 32-year-old social worker, is trying to change that. He was the party's nominee 2 years ago. He's a progressive who has no taste for half measures. At a forum on gun control Tuesday, he said the Second Amendment was inserted in the Constitution as an act of racism.
The Second Amendment is actually about slave patrols and killing indigenous populations.
The word, if you didn't catch it, was slave patrols. Jacob says Democrats should push not just for sensible gun controls, but the abolition of the Second Amendment. And he has little patience for candidates who say they want to expand access to health care. He's for a nationwide single-payer system of health care for all.
The difference is we're bold and brave and courageous and honest. The future of the Democratic Party will be determined not by what you've are going to settle for. The American people deserve the policies necessary to get them out of poverty.
Jacob lost to Lance 2 years ago by 11 points. He has the smallest campaign fund of the three Democrats in this year's race, with $29,000 on hand. Also in the Democratic primary is Gautam Joas, a 36-year-old attorney who's worked in areas of civil rights, cybersecurity, and immigration. He offers an activist, hands-on approach to politics. He paid an unannounced visit to Lance's office to urge him to join in an effort to force a vote on expanding background checks for gun purchases.
If ever there were a moment to put country above party, to put public safety ahead of politics and partisanship, I think this is that moment. So we're going to go into Leonard Lance's office.
Joas ended up meeting with Lance's chief of staff. He says that video was viewed 6,500 times. He's focused on direct voter engagement at train stations, telephone town halls, and other public events. And he says that's the kind of congressman he'll be.
If I'm elected, I'm going to answer my own phones 10 hours a week. We're going to have office hours at pizza parlors throughout the district, so you don't have to trek out to your congressman's office to come see me. My office will be open on weekends and in the evenings. It's about being accessible, and we're putting that into practice now in the campaign.
Joas has the second largest war chest with about $300,000 on hand, including $100,000 of his own money. The third candidate in the contest is Tom Malinowski. He's 52 and a former Assistant Secretary of State in the Obama administration. He's been embraced by the National Democratic Party and the county party organizations in the district. He also has the largest campaign fund with more than $780,000 on hand. He has nothing bad to say about his rivals.
The difference that I bring is a record of delivering results. We don't have time in the last 2 years of the Trump administration for a congressman with a learning curve. I can hit the ground running, start getting results on day one.
Malinowski says he hasn't just been a diplomat. He got into the nuts and bolts of congressional action when he worked for the group Human Rights Watch.
2005, I worked with Senator John McCain to get the Detainee Treatment Act through the Congress. That was the bill that banned torture. I helped pass the Magnitsky Act, the sanctions on Russia that got our friend Mr. Putin so upset at us.
This is Malinowski's first run for elected office. The Lance campaign declined comment on his Democratic opponents. Like many New Jersey Republicans, he's not in lockstep with his party's leadership. He wouldn't vote for the tax bill because of its limit on how much people can deduct their property taxes from their federal returns. In the Garden State, where property tax bills can be in the tens of thousands of dollars, that's a big deal. So the Democratic nominee won't be able to just tie Lance to the president, but will have to make the campaign about Lance's record. Dave Davies, WHYY News.